Hello and welcome. I'm Karen Chaston, the founder of Live Love by Design. And today our little Live Love gem is all about you understanding your mind, your conscious mind and your subconscious mind. And your subconscious mind is actually divided into two areas, which is called the pre-conscious mind and the unconscious mind. So what we're going to do today is I'm going to go through and I'm going to explain how it all works, how it all comes together. And more importantly, I'm going to show you how you can actually access the superpower of the subconscious mind. So are you ready to get started? Fantastic. Let's go over the shoulder as I like to do. And as I said, today's little Live Love gem is for you to understand your conscious and subconscious mind. So let's go full screen on this so you can have a look at this. So the human mind is divided, as I said, into three sections really. The conscious mind, which is only 10% of your whole mind. 10% is your conscious mind. Really important to remember that. And what we call the subconscious mind is 90%. But that's actually broken down into two other areas, which is the pre-conscious mind, which is 30%, and the unconscious mind, which is 60%. So let's have a quick look at what actually goes into each of these three different minds. So in the conscious mind, the 10%, you have your willpower, your logical thinking, and your critical thinking. In the subconscious mind, now the pre-conscious mind, which is 30% of the subconscious mind, it actually is the one that's in constant contact between the unconscious mind and the conscious mind. And it actually holds your recent memories, and that's about all. Whereas the unconscious mind, which is 60%, now this is where all your beliefs, your emotions, your habits, your values, your protective reactions, and your long-term memory, imagination, and intuition come from. So as you can see, there's a whole lot which we don't really control consciously. And that's why, 60% of our whole mind is actually done unconsciously. So the more that we can actually tap into that and make sure that it's aligned with where we want to go, our live, love, life, our road to success, the more that we can make sure that we're going in the right direction. Totally makes sense, doesn't it? So let's really delve into what this mind is all about. So the conscious mind communicates to the outside world and to the inner, and into your inner self. Let me say that again. The conscious mind communicates to the outside world and your inner self through speech, pictures, writing, physical movement, thought, whereas the unconscious mind is the storehouse of all your memories, your past experience, some you've simply forgotten, repressed through trauma. From these memories, our beliefs, habits, behaviours are formed. So it's really important to understand. Let me just go back one slide so that you actually understand your unconscious mind is the storehouse. So all of your memories, your past experiences, everything that you may have simply forgotten, and some that you may have even repressed through trauma, because that just puts you into survival, because at the end of the day, that's our main, primary thing is for us to survive. So as I said, from these memories, our beliefs, habits, behaviours are formed. The unconscious mind communicates via the preconscious, providing meaning to all interactions with the outside world, filtered through our beliefs and habits, communicating through feelings, emotions, imagination, sensations and dreams. So it's really important that what we actually think is real may not be real, because it's been filtered through our past experiences and what we're putting in there. And remember, the whole thing is for us to remain safe. So if we have had a past experience which didn't make us feel safe, the subconscious mind is not going to let us go back there, because they're going to go, no, no, don't go back there. Where you are now in your comfort zone, or where, what you're doing, I know how to protect you. Whereas if you go off outside your comfort zone, or you go back into an area which may cause trauma, may, we don't want to go there. So it's really important that we understand this. So can you see how easily we can misinterpret? Really important, because a lot of the times we really think that our world, everything that we see, all our interactions are exactly how we see them, but they are filtered. We are the sum of our past experiences, and therefore we have all of these memories, we have all of these things going on inside of us, and we can misinterpret, because we are going to interpret things the way we are. And I'm sure you've heard of a car accident with five different people, and there'll be five different stories on exactly what happens, because what we see is filtered to protect us. Very important. So the primary derivative of the subconscious mind is our survival, okay? We need to survive. That's our main primary derivative. The subconscious mind manages the energies of the heart, and it feels sensory language, physiologically sensations and emotional feelings transmitted through our body's communication network. So let's just, I'm going to put that on full screen so you actually get that. So the subconscious mind, it feels sensory language, physiological sensations and emotional feelings transmitted through our body's communication network. When it feels we can't handle emotion, it takes over and puts us into survival. Whereas the second derivative of the subconscious mind is actually for us to thrive. Now, a lot of people never get out of survival, and that's why they are always constantly looking how to thrive, wanting better things, but they're so stuck in their survival mode that they can't actually make the leaps and bounds into actually thrive. And that's what this Live Love Keys to Your Success is about. To actually show you ways that you can move from survival into the thriving state, because we are all here to not only survive, but to thrive. So it's really important that we understand the way our mind works and the way that it is, the subconscious is going to always protect us. It doesn't want us to not survive. Okay? It doesn't really care about us thriving. It just wants us to survive. So that's why you'll never ever, whilst you're in survival, you can never ever thrive. You have to actually go from survival into thriving. And these are the steps that we're going to learn over the next 7 weeks. Don't you just love this? I love teaching this stuff. And thank you again for being here. So what you focus on, you receive. Okay, I say it a lot of the times, I'm sure you've heard it already over some of my videos, is what you believe you receive, and what you focus on, you will also receive. If you can think it, you can do it, you can receive it. So let's get our beliefs in a way that, you know what, we know that we're going to receive it, as opposed to being a if or maybe, all those sort of things. So remember that just like a muscle, the mind also gets better with practice. So today I'm going to show you three little techniques that you may like to introduce into your routine. Remember, we're building up our little Live Love Gem box. And I'd really like for you to each day add a little gem to it. And then at the end of the week, you'll actually go, okay, I've done this gem and I've done this gem and I've done this gem. And then you'll come up with the gems that you feel are right for you at these times. The other gems may not be at this time, but maybe later on. Because as we grow and learn new things, we require new routines. We require new little Live Love gems to take us to the next stage. Because at the moment, you may be here, And you know you want to go to here. Let me just put this on the other screen so you can actually see what I'm doing quite clearly. So you may be here with all your information and you want to go above, but you just know that you need help to go that distance. And that's what this is all about. It will help you to go that next step because you've done an amazing job to get to where you are now. But you know deep inside of you, you require something else. You require some new techniques, something that you don't know. And let's face it, there's so many things in our life that we just don't know. How can we know what we don't know? It's impossible. And that's why I'm always so grateful that you're here, that you've trusted me enough to actually show you some new techniques, some new routines, some new understandings so that you can thrive. And that's what I'm all about, helping other people to reach their full potential. So as I always say, thank you for being here. Okay. So today we are going to our little Live Love gem is accessing your subconscious superpower. Superpower! Sounds amazing, doesn't it? But it's true. The subconscious mind is 90% of our mind and we don't train it. We don't utilize that superpower. We just allow our 10% of our brain to actually say, well, this is our beliefs. This is our, this is the way the life is. This is how I've interpreted this situation. And it's the subconscious has filtered everything that we receive. So now is the time for you to start questioning everything. And that's what's going to happen over, especially the first 3 weeks of this 7-week program, Live Love Keys to Your Success. It's time to question everything. As I always say, for every problem, there is a question waiting to be asked. And for every question, there is an answer waiting to be revealed. And for every answer, there is an action step waiting to be taken. And with every action step, there is a new way of life waiting to be born. And that is your Live Love way of life. And that's what we're birthing over this 7 weeks program. So download the PDF, Accessing the Subconscious Superpower. You don't need to look at it now. Or if you want to, you can stop the video and print it and have a look at it. But I'm going to quickly explain these three techniques which are truly going to help you to access the subconscious superpower. Okay, so as I said, when we go and we ask all these questions, we were actually going to access more of our brains. We're going to get the question, we're going to ask it a lot of questions, and we're also going to feed it some information that who we want to be. And by feeding it that information, we're actually going to, I don't want to say trick it a bit, but we're actually going to let the unconscious and subconscious mind, which is all the same, as I said, I'll just call it the subconscious mind, because as I said, 30% of the subconscious mind is your preconscious and the other 60% is the unconscious. So I call it the subconscious because they do work hand in hand, and it does get a little bit confusing. So as we start to change the way that the subconscious actually looks at things, the filtering will be different, and that's what we want. We want the filtering to be at a stage where it actually assists us to birth our new way of life. Does that make sense? I'm pretty sure it does. So let's continue on. So the very first one, okay. The very first step is train your subconscious mind to solve problems. Oh, I didn't know I could do that. Well, let's have a look how easily we can do that. So just think of a problem that you have, okay? We all have problems, whether we like to think of it or not. We don't need to always have our problems solved by the 10% of our conscious mind, okay? Let's use the whole 100%. So think of a problem. Then write out a problem and write it out in a problem statement. And a problem statement is really simple when you actually use the five whys. the five W's, I should say. So just in it, who, what, when, where, and why. So once you write out your statement using those five W's, you'll actually say, okay, this is my problem. Then the next step is you're going to ask the subconscious mind to actually solve it for you. Wow, that's pretty simple. So what are you going to do? You've written out, so you thought of your problem, you've written out your problem statement using those five W's, and then you are going to ask your subconscious mind to solve it for you, okay? Then you are going to forget about the problem. You're going to get on with your day, and you're going to wait for the answer to come. And you'll actually get the answer within the next couple of days. Sometimes it could be a lot quicker. The more you do this, the quicker it will become. Now, I can remember when I was a CFO, I used to have some tasks which used to take forever to do. And I would be sitting there doing it thinking, oh, surely there's a better way to do this. And that's exactly what I did. I said to my subconscious mind, can you please come up with a better way of doing this, a more efficient way of doing these tasks? And the next time I went to do it, I just came up with this solution and I did it in a quarter of the time. Now, I know that it was the subconscious mind that actually gave me the idea on how to do it. But I let the subconscious mind work on the issue, come up with the solutions. And in the handout, you'll actually see a same principle, but you come up with three or four different solutions. You're not sure which one to come. Ask your subconscious mind to actually come up with the best way for you to do it. Simple, isn't it? That's a great way to solve all your problems. Just write it out, ask your subconscious to take care of it, and then wait for the answer. Forget about it. Trust is really important. Just trust that your subconscious mind will come up with the best solution for you. Okay? So that's the first little technique. Now, the second technique is to meditate. Now, I know a lot of people don't like the thought of meditating. They think they're going to go off to an ashram somewhere and sit there in with some monks and shave their head and sit there and all day long. Okay, it's not like that. So meditation is a way that you can quieten your mind so that you can actually allow your mind, your subconscious mind, to assist you in everything that you do. Your whole perspective will change. Your brain fog will clear. You will get rid of the tiredness. You will get rid of your angst. You will have so much more inner wellness. Now, I'm not about to come here and teach you how to meditate. I'm not a meditation teacher. I know a lot of meditation teachers, so if you want to reach out, I'm more than happy to suggest one for you. But I'd just like to suggest there is a lot of guided meditations out there on the internet. Start with that if you want to. But eventually do yourself a favor, and I'm suggesting the sooner the better, and learn how to do a Vedic meditation. Now, a Vedic meditation is also the transcendental meditation. That is actually a Vedic meditation. It's just that transcendental meditation is actually just a brand of Vedic, okay? Just like Coke is a brand of soft drinks, okay? But it's exactly the same practice. The sooner that you learn how to do that, to actually sit in silence with your own individual mantra, for 20 minutes twice a day, the sooner that you will start to reap all the benefits of what meditation actually provides to you. Now, in the handout, I've listed a lot of the benefits, but more importantly, it's really good for you to just start to do it. You will very, very quickly come to a stage where everyone will say to you, oh, my God, what are you doing? You just seem so much more aware, so much more alert. You're really on your game. What's different? Is it the way you're eating? What's happening? And it will be your meditation practice. And you'll do it 20 minutes a day, in the morning, just upon rising, and then in the afternoon before dinner. Great thing to do before you actually go from say, your car to your home, because then you're going to release all the energies of the day and you're going to come in to be this most amazing person when you walk into the home. So do yourself a favor and learn how to meditate. I cannot recommend it even more. Now, twice a day, 20 minutes seems like, oh, my God, I have no time for that. Okay, two things I'd like you to think about, and you'll learn these when you're taught how to do your Vedic meditation. First thing is, Buddha has always said everyone should meditate for 20 minutes a day. And if you don't have time, you should do it for an hour. Now, that in itself tells you what meditation does. You will gain time. You will be so much more productive. You'll be so much more on your game that you will actually easily fit the 20 minutes into your day. And the next thing I'd like to just point out is, in one day, there are 72 20-minute blocks. I'm pretty sure out of 72, you can find two. I don't care how busy you are, okay? Actors, so many people use meditation in order to get through their day so that they can release the stresses from their life and actually achieve everything they want to do. So that's really something I'd really like you to look into. And the third one is visualize. Visualization. Isn't that a great little slide? Let's put that on the full thing for that. Isn't that so cool when you actually look at it? So visualization is when you are going to visualize the person who you want to be, okay? And you're going to do it. You're going to sit in a nice quiet spot and you're actually going to visualize you when you are doing whichever part of the goals that, you know, you created very early on in this program. When you are that person, how will you walk? How will you talk? How will you dress? How will you introduce yourself? Start to visualize that. Feel into that person. See that person going through their day. How will you get up in the morning? How will you greet people? How will you have lunch? How will you, every single part of your day, visualize your day when you are that person. Feel it. Bring in as many of your senses as you can. Feel the fabric of your new clothes. Feel how you will be feeling inside. See who you'll be looking at. See the world from that new perspective. The more you spend time visualizing this person, the more that your subconscious mind will begin to see that you are that person. It's sort of like you're tricking it. Now, it doesn't understand the difference between reality or reality or non-reality, okay? So because you're visualizing that that's your day on a regular basis, 10 minutes a day, it doesn't take long. And the more you do it, the quicker you will become that person. And I've explained this in detail in the handout. So that's three little techniques that you can very easily start to introduce into your day so that you can start to live your live love life with ease. And that's what this program is all about. And you know, your big live love wins from just doing this is you'll have better focus, improved memory, achieve your goals faster, total well-being, and that's what we're about. You're going to be so much more happier, joyous, and that's it. That's our little video. So we've nearly finished this week. You've only got one more where I'll summarize everything for you. So fantastic. So thank you for being here, as I always say. Look at the PDF. Start to introduce your programs and write down below which practice you've decided to start with. But honestly, your problem solver one is so easy to introduce. Just give it a go. Whether you believe it's going to happen or not, it really doesn't matter. Just try it. Just try it, see what happens. It's that simple. You've got absolutely nothing to lose. And guess what? Most of your problems will be solved. Pretty simple, isn't it? Anyway, as always, this is Karen Chaston. Thank you for being here. And I'm so glad that you are working through these videos. And I have to honor you for that because do you know what? a lot of people don't even get this far. And we're only just about finished week one. A lot of people, they buy these programs and they never even get past week one. So I have to congratulate you because you're rolling along. And good on you. You know deep inside that this program is going to provide you with the knowledge and the tools, the Live Love Gems as I like to call them, so that you truly can create a life of your dreams and desires. As I always say, at Live Love by Design, this is the place where you will learn how to truly live and love each and every day, to love who you are, to love your life, and more importantly, to create your dreams faster. So thanks again for listening. I will see you on another video real soon. Bye for now.